Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I don't want anyone to think I'm psychic or anything, but I'm like the warhorse that smelleth the battle from afar, especially where Angela Tennant's concerned. I could be wrong, but this little affair of the cigarette case has something just slightly fishy about it. She swiped it off the bar at the ambassador's the other day, and when I called at her flat to pick it up, she flew into a rage. Oh, frightfully indignant that I should even think of such a thing. But this evening it was a very different story. The case had shown up in her handbag. She was so, so sorry. And any time I cared to drop in and pick it up, she'd be delighted. In fact, why not tonight? Well, why not? Bearing in mind what happened the last time she extended an invitation to her place, I'm being very, very careful. I don't think there's anything up, but you never know.
Oh, there he is, right on the dot. Let me see. Tablets on the mantelpiece. There's the cigarette case. All set. This is it.
Hello, Angela.
Come in.
I very nearly put it off till some other night, but I hate being without the thing, so here I am.
I won't ask you to stay. I feel frightful.
I'll try to bear up. That looks like my case on the mantelpiece.
Grab it and run along, will you? I have the most appalling headache. Oh, heave over those pills, would you? Save me getting up again.
Was this little bottle here?
Yes, that's right.
Here you are. What are they?
Oh, haven't the faintest idea. They fix my headaches, that's all I know. Look, if you really want a drink, you can help yourself.
No, thanks, I'll shove off. Mind telling me something?
What?
Why didn't you give me this cigarette case the last time I called in for it?
I didn't know it was here.
Oh, come along, you can do better than that.
I don't know what you're talking about, so if you're going, will you go?
Be seeing you, Angela.
That's what you think. Now then, I can't waste a minute. There's the dress with these fingerprints. Fix the table so it'll look as though we've had a drink together. Then, the other things. And then the telephone.
Hello? Inspector James speaking.
I speak to Inspector James. Angela, it's Lieutenant.
This is Inspector James, Mrs. Tennant. What is it?
I speak to Inspector James.
Mrs. Tennant, you are speaking to James. What's the matter?
Poison. Poison. Harry Palmer here. Put poison in drink. Drank it. Palmer. Palmer. Just.
Mrs. Tennant. Mrs. Tennant, are you there, Mrs. Tennant? Mrs. Tennant!
Sergeant! Give Mrs. Angela Tennant's address. Get it on the air. Patrol car and ambulance, hit the double, and get your hat. We're on our way as well.
Well, how about tonight's dinner? Does this make up for last time? At least I didn't stand you up for an hour and a half.
After the row I made about it, darling, I don't ever deserve to be taken to a pleasure dome again.
Forget it. Tonight you're being squired. By the look of you, I'll have to beat chaps off of the club.
You look kind of fetching yourself.
Honest? Tie straight? Sorry I'm not garbed in the tartan dinner jacket my spies told me they're wearing.
We, Geoffrey, are neither rich nor royal. Wait till we snare some tremendous accounts and... Hello? Why are we going this way?
I want to call up the flip.
Huh? What's the matter? Have you forgotten to put your socks on or something?
No, but... Well, I hate to admit this, but I put a couple of shirts on the stove to boil.
Shirts?
Yes, in a sort of tub thing. And I'm horribly afraid I've left them on.
Oh, really?
I'd hate to get home tonight and find them a charred mess.
Oh, when I finally take you in hand, chum, we'll be coming to some different arrangements about your laundry.
Here we are. I'll be as quick as I can. No sense in you coming up, Stella. I won't be a minute.
Right. I should have thought of his laundry. It would give me a very good excuse to come and go from his flat. Well, were they all right? Jeff.
Stella, I'm afraid we won't be going out again tonight.
What? Jeff, what on earth's the matter this time?
Here. Can you read by this dashler? It's a phone message the caretaker must have shoved under my door.
Move your hand, you're covering it up. Come at once to Mrs. Angela Tennant's address. After 9:30, ring police headquarters, Regent Street. Inspector James. Oh, Jeff, what in the world's the meaning of this?
I can't very well ignore it. I'm sorry, Stella, I can drop you off on the way.
That's what you think. I'm coming too.
I've a feeling it's not going to be very pleasant.
Oh, all the more reason why I should stick around.
Well, I don't know after what Marcia was talking
don't
about.
Don't argue the point, Jeff. I'm coming with you. I've been in this thing from the start, and I'm not taking a back seat now. Now start this car up and get going. Fast.
Yes, thank you.
Is that you, Chief? James, here at the tenant woman's flat. Huh? No, it's a bit early to say. The doctor says luminal, a huge overdose taken in whiskey. What's that? Just a minute, I can't hear for the racket they're making. Hey, break it a bit, will you? Break it, John. Now then, what were you saying? Sure there was. There was someone else here, all right. Charlie's dusting the place for prints. We've a couple of good sets from a glass and the bottle that held the drug. Was it? What do you think? Now then, Charlie, let's have another look at those prints. I've an idea we might match them up. Attend to that someone, will you? It's probably that fellow Pilgrim.
Hello, Inspector. What the devil's going on?
Ah, Pilgrim, Miss Bronson. Oh. Come in this other room for a moment, would you? Where we can get away from the flash bulbs. Looks as though I've spoiled an evening for you. When did you see Angela Tennant last?
Night before last. About 10 minutes.
Here?
Yes, right here. Why, what's happened?
What about you, Miss Bronson?
Well, I haven't seen or spoken to Angela for ages. Oh, it must be months.
When you saw her last, Pilgrim, did she sound scared? Did she mention anyone she had reason to be scared of?
No, but my wife, Angela Tennant's been seeing a good deal of my wife lately, and from what I could gather...
Okay, we'll get round to her. I just want to hear what you know to your own personal knowledge. Have you a car here?
Yes, I have a car.
You won't feel like night clubbing tonight, so what about coming for a drive?
Before I get terse, Inspector, will you kindly tell me what all the fuss is about? What's happened to Angela?
She's dead.
She's what?
Dead?
Come along. I'll ride with you. Tell you all about it on the way.
That's all very well, but where the devil are we going?
We are paying a call on a fellow you know pretty well. A fellow by the name of Palmer.
What the dickens are you trying to break the door down? Well, what do you want?
I'm Inspector James. You should remember me. We are coming in, if you don't mind. All of us.
Eh? Oh, well, all right, but you have to wake the entire neighborhood. Well, now, is this social or professional, or have you enlisted Pilgrim and Miss Bronson on the force?
Let me ask the questions, will you? Been out tonight?
Yes, for half an hour, sir.
Where'd you go?
Now, just a minute. What's going on?
I seem to be out of smokes. Do you mind, Pilgrim?
Sorry, I meant to buy some on the way.
What about you, Palmer? Could you spare me a cigarette?
Oh, make yourself at home. Here. There's grog in the cupboard. Make yourself some sandwiches. Don't mind me.
Oh, thanks. Charlie, catch.
What do you think you're doing with my cigarette case?
Oh, it's all right, it's all right. You can have it back in a minute. Where did you say you went tonight?
I didn't say. Now look here, I'm not going to stand and be browbeaten in my own quarters. Either say what you're here for or get out, all of you. Hey! You over there with my cigarette case. What do you think you're doing?
He's taking your fingerprints, Mr. Palmer. See how it's done?
My fingerprints?
Were you at Mrs. Angela Tennant's flat tonight, round about 8 o'clock?
I'm not saying a thing. I want to know what...
It doesn't matter. You were seen going in and you were seen leaving. Why have you been threatening her for the last month or so?
I've done nothing of the sort.
A chap called White, who lives next door to Mrs. Tennant, says he heard you threatened to kill her only a couple of nights ago. And I had a phone call from Mrs. Tennant about 8:20.
What? What the... Jeff, what's he talking about? What is all this?
Don't look at me, old chap.
What about it, Charlie? Do they match? Well, that just about does it. Harry Jefferson Palmer, I arrest you for the murder of Angela Tennant. And I must warn you that anything you say...
Oh, no. No, they can't do this. They can't do it. They can't say I did anything to Angela. I was only there for... Maybe they can. Maybe they can make it look as though... Oh, my God. Now I know what Angela was talking about. She knew. All the time.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.